USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made his first of two scheduled appearances before Congress this week over the deadly Afghan withdrawal. Mr. Blinken admits Americans are still left behind enemy lines in Afghanistan, and he has no idea how many.
Going back to this weekend, we had about 100 American citizens in contact with us who seek to leave Afghanistan. Those are the Americans we're working with.
Do you have an exact number?
I can't give you an exact number.
Hurricane Nicholas made landfall near Sargent Beach, Texas, Tuesday morning as a Category 1 hurricane, threatening to bring heavy rainfall and flooding to parts of Texas and Louisiana. Nearly 234,000 households in Texas have lost power. The National Hurricane Center is reporting a tornado or two will be possible today along the upper Texas and southwest Louisiana coast. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.